Last week, we talked about humility. I said humility is not just accepting your weaknesses and shortcomings. Humility is also trusting in God's power and looking to God in all your circumstances, even in impossible situations. That was what Mary did when she said, "Let it be so." She accepted her impossible situations and she looked to God. Humble people always look to God in all circumstances and leave their situation in God's hand. When you do that, you experience the peace of God. When you leave everything in God's hand, without worrying about anything that is happening in your life, if you leave everything in God's hand, that God grants peace to you. That's what humble people experience all the time. They experience the peace of God. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Then the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Humble people are comfortable with themselves because they don't have to prove to the world how great they are. They don't have to show other people that you have to accept me. They don't have to control others as they like to do. They're just comfortable with themselves. That's what humble people are. The opposite of humility is pride. Pride is root of all sins. It destroys peace within us. C.S. Lewis said in his book, Mere Christianity, this is what he said. According to Christian teachers, the essential vice, the utmost evil is pride, unchastity, anger, greed, drunkenness, and all that are mere flea bites in comparison. It was through pride that the devil became the devil. All the great Christians in history, they warned us against pride. Catholic, Eastern Orthodox, Protestants, all the famous people, St. Augustine, St. Thomas Aquinas, and Chrysostom, and Luther, and Calvin, all these people, they strongly warned us against the pride. Because pride is poison to your soul. Proud people can never please God. God resists the proud. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Do you know why pride is so bad? More than anything else? Because it doesn't allow forgiveness. That's why it's so bad. Pride does not allow forgiveness. Proud people can never forgive themselves either. Their shortcomings, their weaknesses, and their sins, they cannot forgive themselves. And at the same time, not only they cannot forgive themselves, they cannot forgive others. Pride and forgiveness don't go together. They're mutually exclusive. In today's passage, St. Paul advised us to do this. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you. So you also must forgive. This, proud people cannot do. Simply, they cannot do this. Pride dismantles our ability to receive and give forgiveness. That's why it is the greatest sin. It immobilizes the power to forgive. So our spiritual discipline, I mean, there are many others, but the most important spiritual discipline is turn pride into humility. Continuously, you have to turn your pride into humility. Because without humility, whatever you do means nothing. It doesn't do any good to God or to others. In humility, we can truly receive forgiveness. And our pride, our humility can kill our pride. Your humility can kill your pride. Of course, I'm not talking about false humility. False humility is not humility. That's pride in disguise. False humility is probably worse form of pride. It's a pride in disguise. I'm talking about true humility that can kill the pride. The greatest message Jesus brought to this world is just one, right? Forgiveness. The cross is all about forgiveness. It is symbol of forgiveness and message of the forgiveness. That's what the cross is. He took our sins upon himself and forgave us. Isaiah saw that very clearly. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole. And by his bruises, we are healed. Can you put up the screen, please? I don't have it. Sorry. Let me read it again. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises, we are healed. In other words, simply speaking, it is our sins. He took it upon himself and he suffered. That's the ultimate form of humility. We don't do that. You know, even though it is our mistake, we always blame others, finger pointing at other people. We don't take other people's sin upon ourselves and we suffer as though we are sinners. And Jesus, that's what Jesus did. He took others' sin, our sin, upon himself, and he suffered. That's the ultimate form of humility. Pride will never do that. Pride will never be able to do that. Forgiveness comes from this kind of humility. This is unthinkable in this ego-filled world. This is not possible in those who live their lives with the entitlement attitude, which I don't like very much. Entitlement attitude. This world lost the ability to be compassionate, kind, meek, and patient, which are hallmarks of being a good Christian and hallmarks of being a good person. And the world lost to be humble, meek, gentle, forgiving, patient. Colossians said, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. These all come from humility. It's another form of humility. Meekness, patience, and kindness, compassion. These are all different expression of humility. Jesus took our burdens upon himself. And now we can have true rest in Jesus. He was gentle and humble. Come to me, all you who are weary, and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's who Jesus is. And then we can find rest in Jesus, peace in Jesus. And he told us to do this. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. He told us to forgive as I have forgiven you. And he gave us the power to forgive. Jesus was so humble that he had power to forgive. That's the greatest power to me. And power and privilege and authority to forgive. And God, Jesus gave us that power and authority. That is the greatest power and authority in your life. The power to forgive. Authority to forgive. This is what Jesus said. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. The power to forgive. Are you free, like Jesus, to forgive? We are living in the world of division, separation, and animosity. People are polarized. There are so many hurts, pain, and sadness. We don't see peace around us. Hurt, anger, disappointment, and hatred, they are like poison. They poison our soul. They cause division, separation, violence, and many heartaches. We know how divided we are. We are divided by cultures, races, ideologies, and politics. We are divided because we have hurt each other. We are living in broken and dysfunctional relationships. Let us put down our pride and clothe ourselves with humility. Let us take off the clothes of pride and let us put on the clothes of humility. Let us bear one another. Let us be peacemakers. My friends, power in the world can never bring peace. Somebody said, oh, if I become a president, I'll stop all the wars in the world. The power can never stop wars. Power can never bring peace. It will bring more division, more fights, more violence, more sadness, and more victims. Only humility brings peace to the world. Listen to the prayer of Saint Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. We dream of the world where there is peace. That was what John saw. That was a dream of John. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. Today is the last Sunday of 2024. Don't get stuck in your old baggage. Send away your anger, disappointment, hatred, and animosity. Just send them away with this year. In humility, clothe yourself with love. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. Happy New Year.